This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas school and county leaders have unveiled truancy reforms aimed at keeping more kids in class. Leaders issued 24 recommendations. Some need to be approved by state lawmakers, while others can be adopted now by school districts. Officials say kids are spending too much time in court for minor offenses. Michaelina Hosa is Dallas ISD's superintendent.
We had a very rigid rule that if you didn't turn in a note from your doctor or your parent within 3 days, you were considered truant. Well, the student had a legitimate reason for being out, but we weren't taking their notes. And, you know, some kids, they don't turn in the note, but that doesn't mean that it should become a criminal issue.
The Dallas School District has led the state in truancies with 13,000 a year. Those cases ended up in court because for years, Texas made missing too much school a crime. Last year's state reforms took most cases out of the courts. As a result, Dallas truancies dropped below 500. Among other recommendations from county and school leaders, a student in school who misses part of a class or shows up a few minutes late for whatever reason will no longer be counted truant. It'll be handled at school and not treated as a crime, according to Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
These recommendations will make our courts a more rarely used system of last resort.
Allison Brim welcomes all the changes. She's the education director with a parent advocacy group called the Texas Organizing Project. She served on the committee that came up with the recommendations and says criminalizing absenteeism doesn't educate kids and doesn't keep most of them in school.
We heard both Judge Jenkins and Superintendent Hosa talk about some of the real struggles that parents and families and students are facing, which are the cause of why they end up not in school or not in class for a day.
Brim says students deal daily with events out of their control. Pregnancy, financial issues, and medical emergencies, even a relative on drugs. Still, she says, those kids, those students, want to go to school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.